Hey everybody, welcome back to Dose of the Dead podcast. This is episode number 6, and the second part of the recap of the 1977 spring tour for the Grateful Dead. Last week we went over shows from Boston, Cornell, Buffalo, and I think St. Paul, Minnesota. So this week that just passed, we're going to recap all those shows. It's May 12th through May 19th. The 12th and the 13th was in Chicago, Illinois. The 15th was in St. Louis Arena. 17th was at the University of Alabama. And the 18th and 19th were in Fox Theater. So I also said on my Instagram, Dose of the Dead podcast, all underscores for spaces, that I'll be giving a giveaway today. So the giveaway is a copy of the show from 5-15-77 St. Louis Arena in St. Louis, Missouri. So whoever's the third person to direct message me with the code word, which I will be telling you later on the podcast, wins a copy of that show on CD. So listen up. I'll let you know what the code word is. And as soon as the third person to DM me gets the CD. Also, I went to see Dark Star Orchestra again in Princeton, New Jersey at the McCarter Theater. And they played... It was the 40th anniversary of that St. Louis show. So they recreated that whole set list. So that was really cool. They're really, really good. If you ever get a chance to see them, I would definitely check them out. I know that, I think in a week is their Jubilee, which is like a 3-day festival they have with a bunch of other bands like Hot Tuna, I know. I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but, and I saw that they're playing in Jamaica again for in January. So they're definitely good. I'm going to see them when they come back to New Jersey at the Stone Pony at the end of August. So I would recommend definitely checking them out. But so the first song we're going to do is from 5-12-1977, the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, Illinois. Here's Johnny B. Goode.
$100. The desk is about $300. The headphone microphone is about $80.
Hey,
but I don't
know if I'd bring it to a concert.
That's why I bought it.
So that was Johnny B. Good from the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, Illinois. So the next song is going to come from the same place, the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, Illinois, but on the next date, 5/13/77. The set lists on this spring tour, like, they don't play... I know they usually don't play the same songs every night, but they play, like, their whole repertoire catalog, and this was right around when Terrapin Station came out, so there was Terrapin Station was frequently played. The two times I saw Dark Star Orchestra, we're hoping they played that, but they didn't. They actually did play this song, which I'm gonna play, but it wasn't that night, so I'm gonna play Jackaro. So here's Jackaro from 5/13/1977 in Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you.
war soon being over, she went and looked around. Among the dead and wounded, her darling boy she found. Picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She sent for a physician who quickly healed his wounds. Oh, quickly healed his wounds. This couple, they got married, so well they did agree. This couple, they got married, so one of you.
So there was Jack Arrow from 513, 1977 in Auditorium Theater, Chicago, Illinois. So the next show on the tour was 515, 1977, St. Louis Arena, St. Louis, Missouri. And that's a show I said I went to for Dark Star Orchestra. They recreated the whole show. Let me see if I can pull up the set list in a minute. But, and I said as the giveaway, for this week, you could win a CD from that show. So you have to be the third person to direct message me on my Instagram. The keyword to direct message me would be Cardinal. I don't know, just pick that randomly, St. Louis, the Cardinals. So the third person that direct messaged me, Cardinal, on my Instagram account, Dose of the Dead Podcast, underscores for the spaces, wins a copy of that show on CD. So the song I'm going to play from that show is Ship of Fools. So I hope you enjoy.
I won't leave you sinking down.
Ship of Fools from 5/15/1977, St. Louis Arena, St. Louis, Missouri. Here was a set list for that show. It was pretty good. It was Bertha, Good Lovin', Roe Jimmy, New Minglewood Blues, Tennessee Jed, Lazy Lightning, Supplication, Jackaroe, Passenger, Brown-Eyed Woman, Dancing in the Streets, Estimated Profit, Eyes of the World, Drums, Samson and Delilah, Ship of Fools, Saint Stephen, Ico, Ico, Not Fade Away, Sugar Magnolia, and the encore was Uncle John's Band. So it was a pretty good set list altogether, and they sounded pretty tight here. The one of my favorites, well, obviously, was Ship of Fools, but to start off the second set, Estimated Profit, into Eyes of the World, into Drums, and it was pretty early in the second set to put in drums, but it fit where it should have been. And then also Saint Stephen to Ico Ico, into Not Fade Away, into Sugar Magnolia was really good to end it, and then also a good song to end the set or the show was Uncle John's Band. So don't forget, if you direct message me the code word Cardinal, you could win this show on CD, and it's a really good show, so don't forget. So the next show we're going to do was 5/17/1977, which actually I forgot to post on the Instagram when I posted that date of the shows that were going to be on this podcast. I forgot to add this. This was at the University of Alabama. So from this show, I'm going to play Wharf Rat.
Thank you.
for some motherfucker's crew. The other half found me stumbling around drunk on burgundy wine. Thank you.
Okay, so there was Wharf Rat from University of Alabama. May 17th, 1977. So the final two shows come on May 18th and May 19th in Fox Theater, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. It wasn't Dick's Picks, but it was one of the releases they released was on 5/19/77. But first, for 5/18/1977 in Fox Theater, we're going to play Eyes of the World.
Thank you.
So there was Eyes of the World from May 18th, 1977. I like when they play the Eyes of the World like more upbeat and a little faster. I don't know. I feel like just with like the beat going and then the way Jerry picks up and like his licks get faster and tighter, I like it a lot better than like a studio version or... But I don't like it too fast. There's versions where it's like fast, 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 where you can't, it's like there's nowhere to even play on it. So, like right around that version, and then the deluxe version of Wake Up the Flood, the live version they have on, of Eyes of the World on that CD. I like that version too. So that's going to do it really for the show after this next song. So don't forget to direct message me on Instagram, Dose of the Dead Podcast, _ the spaces, if you would like to win a copy of the 515-77 St. Louis, Missouri show on CD. So you just have to be the third person to direct message me. The keyword or code word is Cardinal. So that's all you have to do is direct message me, Cardinal. And if you're number three, you win. So this last song we're going to do is from 519-1977 Fox Theater, Sugar Ray. It's 40 years old today, to the date. This is my favorite Sugar Ray. I know John Mayer posted that it was his favorite version of Sugar Ray, but I'm not posting that because I actually do like this version. I like the 77 versions of majority of the songs. I mean, I like them all as a whole, but 77, 74, 73, 72 is like where the best versions of my favorite songs come from. So, John Mayer's also posting one of, like, a pics of his song every day until Dead & Company goes on tour, which is only about 8 days from now in Las Vegas. So he posted Sugar Ray from the show that I'm going to play 2 or 3 days ago. Yesterday was Althea, the studio version. I don't think he posts anything yet today, as of now, but, the Dead & Company tour is right around the summer. Right around the corner. So I'm really excited for that. I'm probably going to around 4 shows. Right now, I'm definitely going to Virginia on the 22nd. And I'm definitely going to Camden on the 25th. But I'm in the process of buying my tickets for Citi Field on the 24th. And I'm 85%... going to the final show in Chicago on July 1st, so it's going to be a good summer. And I saw that on their Instagram that something that they're letting Othiel sing lead on a few songs, so that'll be different. And I think Seeing them 2015 to 16 to 17, I think they're going to get a lot tighter and sound a lot better. Like, not that they weren't sounding good last summer, but just the transition from 2015 to 16 now to 17, they've been together roughly around 2 years. I think, you know, we're going to see a lot cooler and more like go with the flow shows and not so much like made up set list. Maybe they could just go off of go off of what they're feeling at the time. Also, the Long Strange Trip documentary comes out on June 2nd, I believe, on Amazon Prime. You could stream it. There's also, I think, in LA and New York, you could go to a theater and watch it, but I don't know. I'd rather, if it's 4 hours, I'd rather sit at my couch and watch it. I wouldn't want to sit in a theater. So that's really exciting. So we really got a lot of, some good upcoming events coming along. Next week will be the third and final, segment of the spring tour of 1977, the 40th anniversary of that tour. So we'll, cover all those shows from the final week of the tour, and then we'll be right into Dead & Company's, summer tour. So be hearing a lot from them, a lot of other stuff, a bunch of different things. So don't forget, if you want to win the CDs from St. Louis, Missouri, May 15th, 1977, be the third person to direct message me on my Instagram. The keyword word is cardinal. So hope you guys all have a good week. And for the last song from May 19th, 1977, 40 years today to the date, in Fox Theater, Atlanta, Georgia, here's Sugary.
Stand out in the pouring rain.
best for us.